Something special coming up here on WJR. Chief James White of the Detroit Police Department will be joining us for the whole hour. And this is really to get you connected with him, with the city, any problems you may have or any concerns, any kudos you want to give him. You can call in or you could text us 1-800-859-WJR. That's 1-800-859-0957. And we will be hearing from him starting at 8:19. But right now, we're going to talk about baseball because baseball is back. The Tigers are opening the season in Chicago against the White Sox. Tarek Skubal versus Garrett Crochet. First pitch is at 4:10. And to talk about it, we've got Dan Petrie. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yeah, it's a big day. It's certainly not the home opener, but I think everybody's done with spring training and ready to get the regular season underway.
Speaking of spring training, Scott Harris came out yesterday and he said that this team had a great spring training. They came in focused, they came in hungry, and it seems like the competition amongst each other really pushed the team further.
No, and that's exactly right. I mean, you know, you look at their record and you say, wow, they won 20 games. That's really good, but you know, just it doesn't matter. You know, it's just you know, the stats and the standings don't mean anything in spring training, but it's how they went about what they did. And when I was down there, you could see the confidence level, you know, not only on the 26 guys that have made the roster, but throughout the whole organization. Every time somebody would come up, you know, to play in a game, they had the same kind of attitude. It wasn't a big fall off from, okay, you know that these guys are going to make the team. Some of these other guys that come late in the games and everything that just they're spelling the regulars, they had the same kind of attitude. So up and down the 40-man roster, even the invitees, everywhere in that organization, you can see that it's rubbed off and the competition level is extremely high, which just brings out the best in everybody.
Dan, longtime fans have fond memories of you and the starting rotation you were part of in 84, one of the best in the history of the Tigers. But before you guys got to that level, you were kind of where the Mises, the Mannings are today. Compare where you guys were in 82 and 83 to this starting rotation that we have in 24.
And it's a great point. You know, you know, you hear so much about Casey Mize. You know, he's the number one overall pick, and you just, he's just going to step in and he's going to be Garrett Cole. Well, no, it takes a while. You know, there's a big adjustment that comes from leaving college and then just spending a couple years in the minor leagues. And then once you get to the big league level, it's a whole nother ball game. And that's what's taken a little bit of time. Now, Casey's had some injuries, but, you know, it takes a little bit of time to develop. And I think you're going to see a great example in Tarek Skubal. Tarek Skubal's stuff has been just dynamite since he burst onto the scenes back in 2020. But he's a completely different pitcher now. You know, he's not just a thrower with great stuff. He's got great stuff but knows how to pitch.
Well, and we saw some brilliance from Reese Olson, right?
Oh yeah, you know, but again, he's got dynamite stuff and he's still learning, you know, how to use that stuff. Same can be said for guys like Alex Fajedo, a number one pick. So there's a lot of guys that are, you know, learning how to get by in the major leagues with that stuff that they were drafted with.
Who do you think takes a major step this season? I know Parker Meadows had a nice spring and he hit in this final eight games of Grapefruit League play.
And that's kind of one of the guys that I have my eyes on this year. You know, certainly Colt Keith is a guy that a lot of eyes are going to be on. But I think, you know, the success, and that's why Scott Harris and AJ kind of pumped the brakes a little bit, is it's a young roster. So you want to see the continued development of Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, and Kerry Carpenter. You know, if they continue to get better, we touched on the pitching staff. If the hitters can continue to develop and get better at their craft and everything, that's where you're going to have some damage being done in the American League Central.
Where are we with the bullpen, Dan? Because that's kind of been the, you know, we've got this great starting rotation that we can probably get a great five, six, seven innings out of these guys. But then where are we?
Well, the bullpen was a strength for the team last year. Now, you know, Alex Lang might have had a little, you know, hiccup there for, you know, say a month in the season, but he was able to reverse it and get back at the end. So, you know, you just have to look and say, okay, hopefully he's going to be able to have a consistent 6 months as the closer. But, you know, they go through periods where they're going to have some ups and downs, but there's plenty of good arms to back that up. I mean, you got to like the signing of Andrew Chafin coming back, Shelby Miller, certainly Jason Foley. So there's a lot of good arms down in that bullpen that I think is going to be another one of those strengths for the Tigers. And, you know, seven innings is great, you know, for a starting pitcher, but they just, that's just not the way the game is played anymore. It's usually about five, maybe yeah. if you're going to get six. So you've got to have a good, strong bullpen,
yeah.
which I think the Tigers do have.
And A.J. Hinch was asked about, obviously, Javi Baez yesterday, and he goes, I get it. Eyeballs are going to be on him. He's a prominent position player. But he believes that he had a really good spring, that his defense was really strong.
Well, I think that's, you know, you're hoping that he continues to play at a top level defensively. And I think everybody's just been saying, boy, look at the length of this lineup. We talked about the young kids continuing to develop, but if you can get Javi Baez back doing, you know, the damage that he did earlier in his career or near that level, I mean, that's really gonna be a big lift to the offense. But until you get that offense, you've got to have him continuing to make, you know, and be, I mean, it's an important, very important position. The biggest thing for the Tigers is the run prevention. We've talked about how good the staff is. Well, defense plays a big role in that, and up the middle, shortstop is so important.
But how long will AJ and Scott Harris carry Javi? If he doesn't deliver with the bat, at least to some level, how quickly do they pull the trigger and bring up Ryan Kreidler, who had a great spring?
He did. That's the question I think everybody is asking. And I don't know the answer to that. You know, that's a big contract. And, you know, it's, you know, how long do you let it ride, or do you stay with it and just say, you know, I he is playing good defensively. I hate to take his glove out of the lineup. So that's going to be, you know, an interesting.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting situation to follow.
I mean, it's so exciting. The home opener should be fun as always. Who knows what the weather will bring, but that scoreboard, I mean, you could see it from all the way down Woodward, it seems.
Well, I haven't seen it. It's almost like I want to be surprised by it. You know, I've read about it all winter long, and they had the ribbon cutting, you know, the other day, or, you know, the unveiling of it. But they've done some nice things, the lighting, you know, moving the fences in, and now the scoreboard and the sound system and some other improvements throughout the concourse. So there's always little surprises as you go down. And that's kind of the way I take it. I said, you know, I'm just going to wait and be surprised when I get down there for the opener on Friday the 5th.
Say, speaking of surprises, if you were to pick one guy on the roster right now that you think may deliver some really cool surprises for fans, who would it be? Andy Ibañez, who's the guy that maybe we're not looking at that we should be?
Well, I don't know if you're looking. You mentioned Casey Mize, and when I saw him in spring training, you know, it was earlier, and I believe in Casey Mize. I really do. And I just think that, you know, I don't know if he's going to be a number one, but the guy was picked number one overall, and I just trust that he's going to get back. They're going to have to watch him a little bit. So I've got my eyes on Casey Mize to get back and okay. to be, you know, that guy that I think that's why the Tigers draft him number one overall.
Well, here's to hoping he's back to 100% off of that Tommy John. Dan Petrie, Tigers analyst for Bally Sports Detroit. We cannot wait to hear your analysis this season.
Well, it's so nice of you to say. I'm so lucky to be a part of it, and can't wait for the game this afternoon.
Okay, thanks so much. Neither can we. First pitch, 4:10 today. Coming up on JR Morning, Ford Motor Company dramatically cutting the hourly workforce. We'll talk about it next.